Final score from Strabane was Strabane 19, Cavan 13. And the referee has just blown for full time about a minute ago, so it's getting pretty dark and misty here up at the grammar school. But certainly Strabane will be delighted to have come through this game, because Cavan proved to be a very, very useful side. And certainly it was the power of the Strabane scrum which told in the end. And that really was where their three tries came from. But Cavan, certainly they had a very, very good out half. Kieran Crowe, obviously, as I said before, played at a big level, I would think. Kicking out of hands was superb, and he kicked two long-range penalties, which kept them in the game. But nevertheless, Strabane will have been delighted to have come back from 10-0 down to have won this game. It was, after 5 minutes of intense pressure, it was Cavan who got over in the corner from a tap penalty when wing forward Daniel McGregor dived in, and Crowe from the touchline showed his kicking skills to make it 7 points to nil. Then about 10 minutes later, Strabane were penalised on their own 10-metre line, and Crowe duly converted to make it 10 points to nil. No further score then until the half-hour mark, when the Strabane forwards started to get their act together, and they had a 5-metre scrum which they drove the first time. It went down in the second, but the referee on the third attempt, they were driving forward, and the Cavan wing forwards broke away. The referee ran onto the post for a penalty try. Fullback Ian Buchanan converted, so that was 10 points to 7. And that's how it remained until half-time. Even though Strabane had a great opportunity from a 5-metre line-out, but unfortunately a crooked throw made that not possible. Then in 55 minutes, Cavan were penalised, and Strabane elected to take a scrum. And they duly drove and drove and drove. And it was number 8, Johnny Robinson, who got over. The conversion was missed, so that was 12 points to 10. To Strabane. But then on 60 minutes, to and fro from both teams, quite a few penalties at the breakdown. This time Crowe was wide from about the 10-metre line, but a couple of minutes later Strabane gave him another opportunity, and this time he duly converted, so that meant Cavan went into a 13-12 lead. And at this stage the game was very much in the balance. Strabane came back really, really well then. A great break by their centre Jack Graham took play up to near the line. It was a scrum 8 metres out, and once again Strabane started the drive from the scrum. The first time it went down, but the second time it was heading towards the line, and the referee actually was under the post while the players were still completing the scrum, but that didn't matter. It was a penalty try. Gary Smith converted that, made it 19 points to 13. So a very good result for Strabane. Excellent game of rugby. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Both sides got intent on throwing the ball about, and certainly some of the face play from Cavan was very, very good to watch. The power of the scrum and the rolling maul for Strabane once again proved to be decisive, and it just lets you see that Hugh Flanagan, their tight head prop, was tremendous in the scrum. He kept it straight and kept it going, and there was no point his opposite number trying to put the scrum down because he was too strong for him. But overall, a very good result, as I say. Now you're getting pretty dark and hazy, but thankfully this game of rugby was playing. I should say the pitch in absolute perfect condition, although I'm led to believe that not far down the road that the ground's quite hard, so obviously the frost just came out in different places. So Rugby Championship 3, final score here at Strabane was Strabane 19, Cavan 13.